Galatians chapter 1 verse 3. Grace and spiritual blessing be to you, and soul peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. In greeting the Galatians, the Apostle Paul desires for them God's grace, spiritual blessings, and soul peace in Jesus. God's grace, his unmerited favor, is freely available to all who will accept it. We do not need to work for it, because we cannot earn it. God freely gives it to us, despite our past failures or our present shortcomings. All we need to do is humbly accept it in Jesus. Those who accept his grace also receive his spiritual blessings. We are guaranteed all that is necessary for living and for pleasing God. Material blessings often occupy our minds when we pray to God. And while those are good, God has for us and longs to give us something better. He wants us to have the abundant life. His third desire for them is soul peace. Soul peace comes not from the absence of war or quarrels in our lives, but from a soul that has made it right with God, declared righteous through faith in Jesus Christ. This is the kind of peace that the songwriter wrote about in the hymn we love to sing. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Jesus offers soul peace. So I ask you today, is it well with your soul? Can you remain calm in your inner space when there is turmoil all around? In another verse of the hymn, the songwriter tells us how. My sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. This basic gospel truth is what makes soul peace a reality for those who embrace it by faith in Jesus Christ. Do not put it off, my friend. Let today be the day you accept these comforting words, penned by the Apostle Paul to the Galatians. Grace and spiritual blessings be to you, and soul peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. May I invite you to join us next week.